lots of people who are from Sackville might know. My mom was a teacher here in Sackville for 33 years. She taught in Dorchester, Port Elgin, at Tanchmere, and at Marshview. She's always been a really special person to me, of course, and with finding this benefit for her, as she has stage 4 cancer, with planning the benefit, I've really noticed that it seems like she's been a special person to a lot of people in Sackville. Whether she's taught you or your parents, your children, your siblings, it just seems that she's really touched a lot of lives in Sackville. You know, teaching was really, really important to her, and she really tried to make a difference in a lot of people's lives as a teacher. And so right now, you know, she's on her own journey. And so I just think it would be great to help her out as well.
It's definitely, you know, some tragic news that your mom's had in the health department. And I mean, this, you know, getting a cancer diagnosis is a pretty like serious issue. And so it takes extra resources for a family to tackle that, right?
Yeah. And I think we all have had someone in our lives that has been diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, this community has been so supportive so far. And I know they'll continue to be supportive. But yeah, there's a lot of unknown costs that come up with a cancer diagnosis, whether it be, you know, medications, or it be someone to help you out in the home. You know, even just making sure your bills are paid, it can be really challenging when someone is diagnosed with any kind of illness. And so we just really want to help her out so that she's able to really just focus on like beating cancer and, you know, staying healthy.
So you and your partner have planned a number of different things. You've got a GoFundMe. There's an auction going on. And this event this weekend. Tell us a bit about, you know, how people can participate in this fundraiser and this sort of tribute to you know, this teacher of many decades in the Tanchmere area.
So we do have the GoFundMe available. You know, with COVID and with people living far away, not everybody can attend or wants to attend an in-person event. So if somebody just feels the need to, you know, they want to donate, a lot of people like to help because we all know what might happen if we're in that situation. We would want people to help us as well. So so the GoFundMe is set up for that purpose. Then we also have the event on Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. The doors will open at the Sackville Legion. We will have various musical guests. So we have quite a few lined up to be playing, probably starting around 7 o'clock. There will be a silent auction. The donations are still pouring in for that. Quite a few wonderful things have been donated. So there will be a silent auction as well as a 50-50. And we also have a few larger items that we're going to be selling raffle tickets on. Everything will be, there'll be the option for people to leave their name and phone number. So if you cannot stay for the entire benefit, it does go quite late. There'll be the option for you to put your name and number so we can call you if you did win either the silent auction bid or the raffle or 50-50.
All right. Sarah, now you obviously, you mentioned your mom is obviously a special person to you. Have you, you know, when, as you've been undertaking this, have you heard from, you know, people in the Sackville community, former students, have you heard from, you know, specific people getting in touch with specific memories about your mom as their teacher?
Yes, I've had people, lots of people. I knew that she was important to a lot of people just from over the years. You know, it's almost part of my identity. I say, oh, I'm Mrs. Maxwell's daughter when I'm trying to explain to someone how I'm related to people from Sackville. And so I knew she was important, but a lot of messages, I've been sent pictures of her from back when she was a teacher, and just a lot of memories about her being, you know, oh, she was my favorite teacher, or she really got me through high school when she taught at Tanchmere. I remember her being so caring and so funny. And so I really, it's a bit overwhelming, to be honest, just with, you know, how it's a kind of a troubling time for us right now. And so, the memories have been really great, but yeah, it is a bit overwhelming, but that's how many people that she's really touched.
Well, thanks very much, Sarah. Is there anything else people should know?
Just that, you know, we are loving all of the generosity and the support that we've gotten from the community and beyond as well. And we're just really appreciative of every little bit.
Okay. We're pulling for Susan, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Cormier, daughter of Susan Maxwell. The benefit for Maxwell is happening this Saturday night at the Sackville Legion starting at 6 p.m. You can find links to the GoFundMe on chmafm.com.